Hey there, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. Let's listen to more. I'm glad to see you guys. Melissa, Red Pill the World, for those of you who are new, I'm just glad that you guys can join with us. We're going to have a lot to talk about today because I want to give you the latest on the Trump assassination attempt. It's, you know, they're trying to memory hole that, and so I don't want that to happen. So there's some great people who are doing research. So our job, in my opinion, is to get out and share this information. So I'm giving it to you so you can spread it. So we'll keep the latest going. And you'll find all the ones that we've done so far over on our Rumble and X and on Facebook. Now, let's get started. This is my website right here, Freedom Force. It's a blank screen. freedomforce.live, freedomforce.live. My laptop's been acting really weird today. Anyway, so yeah, this is it, freedomforce.live. We look at how this is biblical. I'm going to show you some really great things from God's Word today. It's really, you're going to really, really love it. So these are the books that I've written on End Times. For those of you who are new, that's what I do. I connect the dots to see how this is biblical, and it's the great day we've been waiting for. We're going to be set free from these creeps. 2024 is our final battle, no doubt about it. And then this is the beautiful sign in the heavens that was the kickoff to all that we've got going on. So if you want to see all my goodies over here, the videos, all the categories right there under video playlist categories. All my social media is right here. Various links on how I've been able to save a life and save other people's lives. So all right here. Okay, don't forget, like, share, subscribe. Make sure you hit that like button right now. Smack it so we can go ahead and get on with it, because you know I'm bad about remembering to do that, and it really does help the algorithm. So here is the latest. Did you guys see this? I posted this over on social media today, that I knew it. I said, there's something fishy. And President Trump kept talking about this shooter, the SWAT person. And I don't know where I could put my finger on it, but something just didn't sound right. I did not believe that the SWAT person did that. And now here it comes out. Here it comes out. The local officer, not the Secret Service, shot Trump's would-be assassin first at the Butler rally. I don't know. Every time, whatever they say, I just don't trust any of it, first of all. And sometimes when President Trump says something, it just draws our attention to it, to look into that. Look into that, okay? Because ostensibly, he's just telling what he has been told, right? So we're getting a lot of details, and not from anything they're telling us, which is so typical. We're getting it from private citizens, from the American people, having their videos, and then they share it, and then we just put it all out on social media, so they have to change their narrative, they have to change their lies, right? So the local officer shot the would-be assassin, right? And so, you know, he's been cremated. I just said this on the last video, I don't know if you guys saw that. He's been cremated, he's gone, so you will never know what really, you know, was in his body or all that. Just stay tuned. Stay tuned. President Trump said that he would release, once he went into office, he would release all of these details about his assassination attempt as well as JFK's assassination. So yeah, it's the clock is ticking. Tick tock. It's coming up soon. It's really great. Now, this looks to me, you tell me what you think. This looks to me to be this same guy. Now, it was on a video. I just did a still shot, and it really looked, you know, more like him. He's got the, you know, real, you know, whatever, black socks and black tennis shoes, whatever, high tops. But his shirt says demolition. How about that? The shirt says demolition on it. That would not surprise me at all. That's where his mind was. He's going to be part of demolishing this terrible United States of America. I'm sure that's his thought process that he got from his parents. I'm guessing, allegedly, you know, from his parents who were therapists, you know, and I don't know, but it doesn't look good. And a lot of the therapists that I've heard of are you know, not on the, you know, on the up and up. So, yeah, this whole thing is horrible. Yeah, him having the shirt that says demolition. Now, here's some new news. Look at the new news. The new information that came out, and I just, I'm telling you guys, just look into this for yourself, because this is very interesting, compelling information. This guy named Greg Nicol, N-I-C-O-L. And it says, have you ever met Thomas Crooks prior to July 13th? Okay, so he's supposedly police right there in Butler. And so working this whole very strange situation. Look at this. This is from Kate, K-A-T-E, Hampstead, H-A-M-P-S-T-E-A-D. Her Twitter handle or X handle is Kate_Hampstead. She said, Greg Nicol and Tony Guy, what have you been up to? Are you sure you can suppress all the video camera footage, text messages, and geolocation metadata? Are you sure that none of those other young snipers in training will let information slip out? You know, that's always what you're afraid of. I'm thinking if you were a criminal, it's like, oh, do we have all the loose ends tied up? That's why, as I talked about on the last video, that FBI agents are going over there and washing down the roof. That's why they're cremating his body without giving, you know, all the notifications and all that. So, yeah, there looks very much like they're trying to cover their tracks as a whole. But this one guy, well, now two, Greg Nicol and Tony Guy, look at this. It says, I outlined that the Cheney sanction would be the one-year DHS tactical training program to develop young snipers who could be scapegoated later as patsies for a Trump assassination. Exactly. So this is called the JTTF, whatever, these ones in training. So supposedly he's getting, you know, he's a young kid who's trying to be Mr. Cool, and he's, you know, thinks he's a know-it-all, just like, you know, a lot of kids do. And, you know, obviously he was way off the reservation. Okay, I don't mean to minimize that at all, but they used him. They used his weak-mindedness, and they likely MK-altered him, and, you know, under different tutelage, he could have likely turned into something. These people used him as this patsy. Over the succeeding weeks, we identified the DHS Tactical Training Pilot Program. I'm reading this right here. It's kind of hard to see. That Sheriff Tony Guy initiated with Beaver County Deputy Greg Nicol as the DHS JTTF representative running the shooting program at Clairton. Okay, so you've got the Sheriff Tony Guy, and now this Greg Nicol, who is this Beaver County deputy, as the DHS representative, so Department of Homeland Security representative, and where they're training these young skulls full of mush to go and become sharpshooters, and they're a patsy. That's no doubt. There's just no doubt. You know. Okay, I got to tell you something super quick, super quick. When I was just looking on the timeline. I think that's from Chris Martinson, which I'm going to show you, but I don't know that I have this clip. It said that that Crooks pulled himself up on the roof at 6:05. I'll have to look at it. I think it was 6:08. Let me just make sure. Let's see. Okay, I'm getting a little ahead of myself. I think it was 6:08, whatever, and 5 minutes later. No, here we go. 6:06. Anyway, 5 minutes later, he's shooting. And I'm not a shooter. I'm not, you know, whatever. My husband is. He's loaded for bear around here. He can't mess with Pawpaw. But when they're I told him, I said, is there any way you could pull yourself up on a roof and get everything situated and be shooting at 6:11? And he's like, no way. No way. You could get your tripod set up, get everything all situated. So anyway, of course, he was shooting with a rifle. So I don't know. It just, everything sounds very, very fishy. And you've got video camera of him. I'll get to that just in a second. But yeah, this is this guy, Greg Nickel. Now, let me tell you what I think maybe happened. This is just my conjecture, my thoughts. His wife was also there, supposedly. And she, let me see if I can make this a little smaller. They are, that they can't testify against each other. When it comes to trial, they can't testify against each other. Husband, wife, privilege. Let me see if I can go back to the other screen. Here we go. This one. Let me make it a little bit smaller. All right. Greg, the first sniper to ever lock himself out of two different doors within a 5-minute time period. He also misdirected the law or other law enforcement officers to go toward Sheets. Oh, yeah, go that away. Why would he do that? Okay. Was he texting with Michelle while the shooting was going on? Okay. So lots of very, very strange things coming out. Why would he go? You know, he's locked. He locked himself out of two different doors within a 5-minute period. It's really odd. Odd behavior. Odd, strange. Okay, here's the one right here where it talks about that he and his wife, okay, texting, okay. Michelle texting. All right, then the next one says, when it comes to trial, they can't testify against each other. Husband, wife, privilege. Now, someone said they can't be forced to. They can't be compelled to. But if one of them wants to give up the evidence, they can. Okay? If there's a deal for in it for them. And then this guy, a conspiracy realist, says this guy should be apprehended and questioned before he gets Clinton'd. So, just to make this even more interesting, his cousin's best friend died a couple of weeks ago. Coincidence, of course. Okay, so I've got one more screenshot right here. And here, it's got on here the timeline, so you can actually go read the obituary. But this best friend, Margaret Ann Hearing, Johanningmeyer, whatever, is the one who died. They all lived in Beaver County. Okay, so let me tell you how this works. Think like a criminal. They see somebody who's in financial, in legal jeopardy, criminal. Maybe they've done something criminal that they realize they're in big trouble. And so they want a get out of jail free card. They don't want to do hard time. So they're desperate and they're willing to do whatever. And is that something happened? This person died. Who knows what ended up happening? And so this guy potentially is trying to. I'm just throwing this out there. I don't know, but that's what it looks like it could be. And so now, was he working with this young guy before the July 13th? Was he working with crooks, as a sniper in training at this JTTF? And you know, at this event, was his wife there? Who's he texting? And does he have some kind of checkered past, some kind of criminal justice issue that he would feel potentially compelled to do something outrageous to save his hide? So, in my opinion, I'm going to show you some windows here in a second too. I don't think that Crooks could have gotten situated quickly enough. And to shoot off, you know, 8 rounds. So anyway, so it's all just, none of it really makes sense. All right, so this is the guy I've been following, Chris Martinson, PhD, Martenson. Okay, Chris Martinson. All right, he's got a lot of really great information, and so this he had gotten from Vegas Patriot, and I don't know, this doesn't look like an X page. This is some kind of other type of page. He had pulled this from Vegas Patriot, and all these yellow dots are showing where Crooks was from the very, very beginning. The first moment they saw him was really early in that afternoon, an hour before the shooting. Okay, not early in the afternoon, like 5 o'clock. So they show him all around everywhere, and then they have text messages, you know, and fitting, and then this time slot and where he's moving all along this entire time. Okay. I was trying to pinpoint and corroborate with other evidence. I've been trying to align this entrance to the AGR site that John Malice captured on his dash cam with Jason Wood's 426 sighting. So there's a lot of people who are sharing a lot of video footage and text messages and all kinds of different things that they've been able to get their hands on, so we can piece this together ourselves with, you know, true Patriots investigative abilities, where it's, you know, we can put it together like Perry Mason. We don't need, you know, to hear their cockamamie baloney, because we wouldn't believe it anyway, right? Okay, so I want you to see this, and I want you to see this other one. Okay, here's the timeline that he was saying, and he's reading. I would really encourage you to read to watch his videos, because he's, you know, very thorough and, you know, truly trying hard to get to the bottom of these things. All right. At 5:45, a sniper with Butler County sends the images and description given by AGR Sniper 1 of Crooks to one of the Secret Service counter-snipers at the rally, including that Crooks was using a rangefinder in the direction of the rally stage. So the Secret Service counter-sniper responds, "Roger, I will notify teams on AGR side." Then our Acting Director Rowe, which is the director of the FBI, confirms the Butler County sniper sends, no, I'm sorry, the Secret Service guy. Secret Service sends the Secret Service counter sniper team leader a text with the messages and description of Crooks. So that's at 5:45. That's within 30 minutes, really, of the shooting. Then at 5:53, according to Acting Director Rowe, the Secret Service counter-sniper team leader emails the Secret Service counter-sniper teams that local law enforcement is looking for a suspicious individual outside the perimeter. And then at 6, this is going very slowly, they're looking for him. At 6:03, President Trump takes the stage. 6:06, okay, what's 6:06? Is that it? I was like, it's a 6:00, whatever. My poor brain. 6:06, according to the Federal Bureau of Investigation, Deputy Director Paul Abate, or Bat, whatever, video shows Crooks pulling himself onto the AGR building rooftop. Okay. And then he's supposed to be able to get everything situated to shoot within 5 minutes. Unlikely. 6:08, a video taken by James Copenhaver, who would later sustain a gunshot wound at the rally, appears to show Crooks moving across the roof at the AGR building. So if he's still moving at 6:08, this is on, remember the man who was on the, who got shot, was up on the back of the stage, the risers. He's got video of him moving at 6:08. We have, our phones are synchronized on this time. They all, you know, say the same time. So that gives him only 3 minutes to get situated. No way. Then at 6:08, a law enforcement officer reports over the radio there's someone on the roof of the AGR building. And that's probably that guy who hoisted himself up, okay? And he saw him up there, and they locked eyes. He reports there's an individual on the roof wearing white shorts at 6:08:32 p.m. All right, so I really appreciate Chris Martinson and all that he's doing to try to get to the
right here.
Bottom of a lot of this. Okay, so I want you to see that also, and I have one more. Where's this? Oh, one more. Okay, here's the, okay. If, when you go a little farther, at the 20-minute mark, he is showing all these windows on another side of the building. I wish they would show, like, you're doing a great job, Chris, but I would really like to see where is this in, you know, on the building. Okay. But bottom line, you can see there clearly that window with the red dot under it, with where he's pointing to it, that one is open. And supposedly, there are supposed to be Secret Service agents or SWAT people in that room, in that building. And there's a lot of commotion going on. Everyone, he's got a gun, all that kind of stuff. You know, this is your post, and no one's even looking out the window. No one's even peering out. No one's doing anything. That just doesn't make sense. So either they're not in the room, or I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what's going on. But these windows, you know, many of them he had already proven were not open, but these are. Okay. And even on this side right here. Okay. So let me see if I can get to that one. Over on, yeah, this right here, these windows, he was saying a couple of these windows were open also on this building. You can't see for her red hat, but there's a, that was the one I was just showing you there. Okay. All right. So then the other thing is that, let's see if I've got one more. Okay. So here's his conclusions on this video. I'm going to cut to the chase, but you guys can go back and watch it to get more detail. And this is the kind of thing that I wish we had someone like this back in the day with JFK, but the difference is, even if we had, maybe there were people who were doing that, they didn't have all the cameras everywhere, just like we do, and they didn't have people like you and me who would share the heck out of this stuff. This is where we have to have our hair on fire and share this type of information so that their narrative will not hold water. Okay, it says, number one, there were lots of LEO, law enforcement officers, assets on the west side of the building. Six, given the low number of people over there. I count at least four and possibly six. So why are they over there where they really don't have a good vantage point of crooks? Very strange. There's no, number two, there's no accounting for crooks between 5:45 and 6:05. Quite mysterious. That's a lot of time. So he comes on here. Is he connecting with someone? Maybe that's when he's connecting with Nickel. If he's, you know, they've been shooting together at this, you know, at this location, this training facility. I mean, this is just outrageous. Number three, if there's no sign of any snipers at any time in the windows, in any of the windows of the two-story buildings. Okay. Number four, it's quite the coincidence that the undercover LEO guy kind of looks, about him, like he kind of looks like Crooks. So that, I thought, I didn't quite catch on what he was meaning by that, but I had to kind of hurry, so I didn't maybe listen as carefully on that specific point, but he thought that was very compelling. All right, so then I wanted you guys to see that. All right, so that's the, you guys put in the chat what you think about some of these things, and what, if you have any other information that you have gathered, please put it, actually, you can put it in the chat, but I'd probably more likely see it over in the comment section of the video, because, you know, it's just, you know, we're all finding this information. It's hard to always go back and see, you know, what it is. But if you have a link, you can put it into the comments or the chat, okay? So, all right. That was the first thing I wanted to talk to you about today, and just keeping up with that, and keeping the, you know, sharing this information, and also, you know, to keep this top of mind, and so it won't get memory hold. All right, the next thing is hot potatoes. It's very hot potatoes. Candace Owens has blown this entire thing wide open, and she's got people really upset. Now, the thing is, you know, you and I, you know, we have a hard time getting it, you know, any significant numbers about this type of issue. But she just went on Twitter Spaces, and next thing you know, currently she's got 4.9 million views. Now, a lot of patriots are, and I say a lot, there are some patriots who are not happy about this. And I think that many of them have not looked into this. They have not looked into it to see and listened to this conversation to hear what is the issue, okay? And so, bottom line, I think we can all agree, surely we have to all agree that we are, it's against the Geneva Conventions to have innocence and women and children to be killed in these, you know, outside of this war. Okay, that's not the right way to say it. They can't kill women and children on either side. And I think we can also agree that just like our country has been taken over by some very nefarious criminals that we did not elect. Someone say, well, you're bad because you voted in, you know, Biden. No, I didn't. No, we didn't. And there are a lot of people who are living in Israel or Palestine, whichever one you want to call it, and they don't have any control over what their government is doing, just like we don't, just like the people of Venezuela don't, just like the people of China don't, the people of all over the world. So what I'm going to just really boil this down, this whole, I think it was 2 hours, something, 2 hour, 1 hour, 47 minutes. This whole thing boils down to that our enemy is this, who we've been pointing out for years, which is the New World Order cabal. That is who is at that we always have to point the finger to, the point the finger at, because we love the Jewish people. Those who want, you know, justice and righteousness and goodness in the world, we're all about that. Yay, we love Jews and we love Muslims, we love Christians, we love all kinds of different, whatever religion you want to be, as long as you're for justice and peace and fairness and all the rest of it, all the good stuff. Okay, so the issue I wanted you to really boil down to, and I think they did come to this conclusion after an hour and 47 minutes, is that there was one guy who was speaking on behalf of I don't know if I want to say Jews or Zionists. I'm not sure. Either way, and then the other ones were saying, this is what's going on against the Palestinian people is unfair. And I'll show you what their real issues were here in just a second. So they had this whole big conversation, and I think this one guy was very, very reasonable. And so, you know, thankfully he came on there, and you can tell that he's quite intelligent, quite understands these things and how to discuss these things. And it went really, really well. So it was a great opportunity where people weren't just screaming each other down. They were actually having this really, very interesting, compelling discussion and debate, kind of, you know, back and forth. So I can't express enough how important it is for you to go and take the time. I know it's an hour and 47 minutes and you don't really know if you're going to like it, but it's really important information. So I really, really would impress upon you to go and listen to it and to share it, at least because we need to understand what are the issues here. Okay. And so I'm fairly well versed, and it was a lot for me to take in for an hour and 47 minutes. Okay, so the first thing that I wanted, this is where it was talking about how big it's already gotten. Let's see, just as within a day, it went from 1.2 million to 2 million, and 4.6 had viewed it. Okay, 2 million had tuned in, and 4.6 million had viewed it. So that's just the beginning, and I think that this is the awakening moment. There's going to be an awakening. And the thing is that a lot of people have worked hard, I mean, just tirelessly, to lay the groundwork for this for a long time, but really heating up October 7th. It's really heated up. Okay, before I read this, I want to go over, I guess I'll do this first. All right. The first thing I want to say is, this is very important. Before you have a discussion with anybody about this, it's very important that they understand that we, as I was just saying, love Jews, we love Muslims, we love Christians, we love everybody who wants to have freedom and justice in the world, okay? Everything would be fair, stop the war, stop the killing. Okay, can we just agree on that? And so this is of every different religion. You've got good people, and then you've got some people who are no bueno. You've got some people who are really, really evil. So I want you to see this from Revelation 3:9. Look, I will force those who belong to Satan's synagogue, those liars who say they are Jews but are not, to come and bow down at your feet. They will acknowledge that you are the ones I love. So important. So important. Our Lord Jesus told us to watch out for these people. He told us to watch out for this is when he's talking at the beginning of Revelation about to all these different churches, and some of them were doing okay, some of them were not doing well, and some of them had fallen back into the sin of the Nicolaitans. I think a lot of this was the same type of evil things that they do to children. I'm not going to go all into it, but you know what I'm talking about. This is straight from the synagogue of Satan. you know, and it was like, don't think that you can be a Christian and do that. And that sounds outrageous to us. It really does. It sounds outrageous. But the reality is they had gotten so, it had been so normalized. And you can see how these things could be normalized. Homosexuality being normalized, abortion being normalized, all these different things, transgender, you can see how they just, you know, seep into the culture, all this degradation. So yeah, there are some who say they are Jews but are not. They've why are they saying, so they can hijack the name Jew for evil purposes. And that's what's happening in the government at the top of Israel. Okay. And so this guy was saying, you know, well, they were coming at him saying, well, no other country does the things, you know, that Israel does. He says, well, a lot of them do. You've got a lot of bad actors who have bribed or coerced the Chinese, from China, who've coerced these people in Congress, which is true. And this has happened from lots of different countries. If they have the money and the political clout, they can do this. You know, the where I will agree is that, you know, it's as if AIPAC, I'm going to show you that one right now because you may not be aware of that. Yeah, AIPAC controls, like, you know, so many. They fund so many of the congressmen. So many. So they really, basically, whatever Israel says, it goes. And he, you know, what other person do you know who's, you know, like Netanyahu, who can go up and speak in Congress whenever he pleases? So this is, you know, there's very strange. So the AIPAC is the American Israel Public Affairs Committee. It's a pro-lobbying, Israel lobbying group that advocates its policies to the legislative and executive branches. Well, it's saying this, it's all whitewashed in Wikipedia. The point is they basically control our Congress. So who's running our country? So, you know, and I'm not against them doing anything good for Jews. That's not the point. But if they're trying to get money so that they can foment wars against all these countries in the Middle East, and we're paying for it, I didn't buy into that. I didn't buy into this proxy war where they're just using our money to destroy, you know, to kill people. And they're using my tax dollars. So who's actually paying for it, right? So, you know, just like if you had, you know, a kid and they're wanting some money, you're like, well, what are you going to spend it on? Oh, I'm going to go, you know, buy marijuana. No, you're not having any money. You know, it's the same thing. We can't, you know, allow such a thing as that to be used for evil purposes. And unfortunately, just like our government has been hijacked, the Israeli government has been hijacked. And it's so important for people to understand. All right, so the other thing is, a lot of people don't know about this, the USS Liberty that was destroyed back in 1967. Have you guys ever looked into the USS Liberty? This is one of the big things they talked about on this X Spaces the other day. And so here's a little snippet on it. USS Liberty was a Belmont-class technical research ship. In other words, a spying ship. Okay, so what's this thing doing over in, you know, the Mediterranean? It was attacked by Israel, the defense, IDF, Israel Defense Forces, during the 1967 Six-Day War. So our ship went over there to try to, you know, to, I guess, look into seeing what exactly they were doing. And they didn't want them over there. So it says the ship was built and served in World War II as a cargo ship, whatever, at Victory. Her keel was whatever, doesn't matter. Okay, in 1967, Israeli Air Force and naval units attacked the research ship during the Six-Day War. Israel later apologized for the attack, stating it had mistaken Liberty for an Egyptian ship, although the reason for the attack has been disputed. USS Liberty would eventually be decommissioned sometime after the attack and was sold for scrapping in 1973. Okay, the point is, they knew. They didn't want anyone to know what they were doing in 1967 with the war that was going on. Just like right now, they don't want all these videos coming out of Palestine exposing what is happening to these poor people, innocent women and children. they're being decimated. They don't want that all that truth to come out, but it's coming out anyway. And that's what's accounting for the difference. They didn't want this spy ship to go over there and see what they were doing, and so they destroyed it. And even shooting napalm on the top and shooting the lifeboats, this is against the Geneva Conventions. You can't do that. There are certain rules that apply during war, and that was not it. It was not fair, and according to the rules. And they said it was Egypt. So we already see what they will do. They will blame it on someone else so they can get away with it and then get us fighting Egypt, which it wasn't Egypt. But even bigger than all of that is the fact that they've never taken the time, told us about this in our history books. So who's controlling the history books, right? That's really what our issue is. Is that, you know, how is it that all these things are whitewashed, and it's like they can do no wrong, they can get away with anything, okay? So then the other thing you might not be aware of is that, did you know that if someone has a dual citizenship in America and Israel, if they have been, you know, charged with a crime, if they can get out of this country and go to Israel, Israel will not extradite them. Israel will not extradite them. And so, you know, how is that that, you know, we are supporting, financing this war and never saying boo about any of these things? Our entire Congress is basically controlled by this AIPAC. And now you've got where you can't even extradite the pedophiles so you can bring these people to justice. Why would they support, why would they protect pedophiles? Okay, so that's kind of what this whole discussion over on Candace was all about, back and forth and forth and back. And it was quite compelling. And I would really encourage you, like I said, to go and take the time to watch it. I have posted it over on my X. I've also posted it over on on my channel. If you'll go on to my channel on Telegram and search Candace, C-A-N-D-A-C-E, you will see it'll pop up. I don't have that many posts that I have titled with the name Candace. So I wanted you to see that. It's very important. And, you know, if you really want to see also what's truly going on in Palestine right now, then you can go and look at over on Twitter. I'm sorry, TikTok. TikTok has awakened so many of the youth. This is why they're marching in the streets. Yes, the Soros bunch has taken over they've hijacked their rallies, but the bottom line, they're trying to stop the children from being massacred, genocided. I think the latest number I heard was 100,000. It's straight from the pits of hell. And if we don't, how can we not fight for these children? How can we not fight for these people? And if, again, imagine this, the Palestinians, their Hamas government has been hijacked also. So you can't tell me, and everybody in Israel knows that what happened October 7th was allowed, planned, in my opinion, it was planned between the Hamas and the Zionists so that they could take more land. It's not that complicated. If you just have to think like a criminal, you know, and we have to think like, you know, use our brain and think of what someone would do if they could get away with it. And if they knew they have, you know, no one in America is going to say anything. Well, that's why it's incumbent upon us to speak up and to share this information. And so I hope that we can help other believers and other who've just been misled to think that Israel can do no wrong. But what if their country's been hijacked like ours has? I hope that will help everyone to piece that together. I have videos. Like I said, go on TikTok. I've got videos. It's just awful what's happening to the children. I've got videos where there are Christians who are saying, okay, I got this one. I want you to see this one. This one, actually, she's not a Christian, really. Okay, here. Actually, I'm going to go take it right here. She's not. She's a former Zionist Jew. I want you to hear it from her and what she has experienced, what she has seen over there, and she realizes it's an apartheid state. It's not fair what's going on. So check this out.
I am an anti-Zionist Jew. Israel says it's the state for Jews. Well, let's start with the fact that, one, not all Jews live there. and two, the majority of its citizens are not Jewish. I used to be a two-state solution. That was always my thing. I believe it's impossible now. I believe there has to be a one state for all of its people with equal rights, period. But I've been there. It's an apartheid system. I was allowed to use one road, but other people weren't. I was allowed to have water while other people weren't. Not right. When I was there, it was in 2017. I went to El Khalil, which everyone else calls Hebron. I refuse to call it that. I was in Ramallah. I went to Colombia, to the Colombia checkpoint. I see what happens. I went to the Waldorf Hotel. This has been a lifelong resistance for me. It's something that I chose to do since I was 16 years old when I saw this cannot be. So yes, I know the intricacies, and when people say it's complicated and oh, don't get involved, it's too challenging. No, it's not. It's very easy. It's very simple. You don't have to go. You don't have to go to Nablus the way I did. You don't have to go to Qadam the way that I did. I wasn't allowed into Gaza, so I didn't go. But in those areas, it was, I mean, Hebron, my God, El Khalil. It was crazy, ludicrous. It's insane. I mean, how can our tax dollars pay for this? Colonialist and imperialist, they're all colonial settler countries. And this is why they stand together. For settlers that are from New Jersey. They're from New Jersey, they're from New York. Well, obviously our governments are not listening to us now, but I'll tell you one thing. I'm not contributing to any political campaign of anyone that does not come out in favor of the Palestinian people. I will not.
I want you to see, I don't know if you caught this, but she's saying that people are buying land in Israel. Whose land was it? It was the Palestinians' land 2 weeks ago, a month ago. They're selling this land. So someone has built a house on it, and so then the house has been removed, blown down by the IDF, the occupational forces, actually, IDO, Israeli occupational force, IOF, rather, Israeli occupational forces. Then they say, okay, well, you don't have a deed anymore because there's no improvements on the land. So then that deed goes back to the state, and then they can do with it what they will. That's what's happening. And she's saying these people in New Jersey and New York, whatever, are going over and buying this land. They have a dual citizenship, and so then they have a place to go if they have they get into a scrape, into a criminal charge. That's what's happening. And this is what this whole big discussion was about. And so the one who was speaking on behalf of the Jews was saying, you know, he agrees that we should not be funding these wars. We should not be funding Israel's other proxy wars. We should not, you know, they should be forced to stop the killing and come to the table to work out peace. And we should not continue to fund them until they do. Bottom line, he said, we have to come together on peace. And that's what will not happen as long as our government is paying for all these things. And the honest truth is, the Raytheons and the Halliburtons and the Cheneys and all these are making big money on war. That's a big, 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 you know, financial boondoggle. You know that. And as I've talked about, the horsemen in the book of Revelation is one of the ways that they stampede us. That red horse is war, represents war. The white horse is the puppet leaders. The black horse is the financial currency manipulation and all that. And then the pale horse is all the disease that they foist on us. And all the toxins in the food and all that. Oh, if you guys haven't seen this, go to my channel right now. It is this channel right here, this link right here that's the health links. This one is on, for this week, it's on $5 to, it's normally $75. And so, and it's worth it. It's the one I use every day. It's this spray right here. It's nano-sized. So it gets into, remember when I breathed in that toxin and it went into my bloodstream? Those nano-sized particles go into your bloodstream, and then how do you get those out? Because regular zeolite, from what I can tell, is not going to do it. So this will go, these nano-sized particles go all throughout your body. They go deep, deep inside all these tiny little cracks and crevices. Anyway, so it's on for $5. If you click right here, the Good Inside PBX trial, you'll get it for a $5 offer. And I think it's free shipping, but I'm not sure. All right. So anyway, but yeah, so they're all the things they're doing. But back to what I was trying to say before. Go back to my story. The red horse is the war. This is how they have done everything in the world to try to destroy us. And that's what this whole point is they are making so much money on this war and getting the political things accomplished. That's why they don't want to stop these wars. They're getting this land. I mean, it's such a boondoggle, just all the stealing and killing going on. And it's a big money maker and power broker. All right. So yeah, don't forget, like, share, and subscribe. Yes. Click the button. Click the like right now, you guys. Thank you. All right. So let's see. The next one is, I really appreciate that. She just is such a great spokesperson and makes it very, very clear, didn't she? All right. So here is where I was going to show you from the book, End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace. I wanted you to see this right here. Very interesting. Y'all ready? This is famous passage from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And it's so, there's three different passages that I want to connect the dots for you, okay? The first one is this one here, 2 Thessalonians 2, 6 through 8. And you know what is holding him back, for he can only be revealed when his time comes. So what this is really, who is this holding, being held back? Well, we know very well now that what was being held back was the truth. We did not have access to the truth. Whether it wasn't in the media or wasn't in the school books, either way, the bottom line is it wasn't in, whether it wasn't on social media, whatever it was, we did not have it because the Holy Spirit was being held back from telling us these things. The Holy Spirit dwells within you and he tells you things all the day, just like he tells us about how to get healed and how to take care of our family and all these different things. That the Holy Spirit is constantly talking to you and telling you these things. He helps you to, I was telling him today that, Lord, you saved me. You alone can save me. He's the one who directs our lives and saves us from ending up like this poor crook's kid, The Lord has walked with us and talked with us and helped us and been our guide all the days of our lives. Bless the name of the Lord forever. But, the problem is the Holy Spirit wasn't telling us the most important thing. I'm like, why didn't you tell us all this? Right? Have you ever thought about that? He didn't tell us some of these things that were going on right underneath our noses. It's like, why didn't he tell us this stuff? Well, as I've said before, and you guys who've been here know, that there was, it was not time. Our Lord Jesus said it would go into all the world and preach the gospel. And when the gospel had gone throughout the whole world, then the end would come. So the gospel had not yet gone out. He needed believers all over the world so they would be able to hear his voice. They'd be trained up on how it is to listen to him and to follow him and to obey him and to, learn everything he says that I have commanded you. I think this is Matthew 28:20. This is what the Great Commission was. And now that has been accomplished, the gospel has gone throughout the world and the people have been there long enough to a generation or two where they get the understanding of what it is to walk with the Lord. Now they're ready to rise up into these positions of authority. But the Holy Spirit had to hold back hold back from telling us this information until we knew, until we understood, until there was time. Does that make sense? It had to be the right timing. And so they were holding him back, for he can only be revealed, the truth that the Holy Spirit wanted to tell us, can only be revealed when his time comes. For this lawlessness is already at work secretly. And we knew there was corruption. We knew there was stuff going on. We just didn't understand how to, the big picture and how to understand that there was really a nefarious group at the top running, hijacking America, hijacking Israel, hijacking Venezuela, hijacking all these places we just didn't understand. It was that evil and that connected and that deep and that, worldwide. It's at work secretly, like secret societies. For it will remain secret until the one who is holding it back steps out of the way. And it's like, and that's kind of what happened today, or with this Candace Owens video. The Lord said, okay, go ahead, Candace. I'm stepping out of the way. Go ahead. I've told you the truth. Let her rip. Let it go. Let this truth run. And this was a big moment. you know, all these years we've been exposing this and we've been exposing that. And today, by the way, you know, the IG report came out, I think it's from the Department of Homeland Security, saying about all these unaccompanied children, you know, hundreds of thousands of children, you know, unaccompanied, and they're exposing this. So why are they saying this now? We've been screaming this from the rooftops for years, and they've never said a boo about it. Now, all of a sudden, they're coming out with it. What's coming down that they are trying to get ahead of this? There's no getting ahead of that. You and me, huh? There's no getting ahead of that. There's none. No way. So all this truth we've been putting out there, but no one has really put out the truth about those who have taken over the state of Israel. I'm not talking about the wonderful Jews that love the Lord. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about these ones who are criminals, the criminals who have hijacked Israel for evil purposes, who say they are Jews, but they're not. They're the synagogue of Satan, as I just read to you from Revelation 3:9. This lawlessness was already at work secretly, and it will remain secret until the one who's holding it back steps out of the way. Has the Holy Spirit said, okay, go. I'm stepping out of the way. Let the truth run. Let her rip. Does that make sense? What do you guys think? Do you think of that? What do you think? Does that sound right to you? Then the man of lawlessness will be revealed. The man of lawlessness, the Antichrist, this deep state criminal network, this satanic cabal, that's all the same things. This whole group that has locked down the world, controlled the governments, controlled the wars, controlled the financial, controlled the pandemics, and the toxins and all that, to just pummel us with all this stuff. You know, like I said, detox every day. We've got to live to get to the end of this thing. Anyway, and then we're going to be fine. We're going to be fine. Our water's going to be clean and our air's going to be clean and everything's going to be clean and it's going to be wonderful. We just got to live to see that. Anyway, so all this has been going, they've been doing all of this and they've been revealed. And really, it's been one layer after another, and I think we're really just at this busting out point is what this is really talking about. He's revealed, just blown wide open. This video is a huge busting out of truth. But the Lord Jesus will slay him with the breath of his mouth and destroy him by the splendor of his coming. How about that? This is what our Lord Jesus is doing. Yes, gray razor, whatever, 69. Sometimes you have to show them, right? Yeah, I agree. That's what we were told. That's what we were told. Thanks, Nahem Good 70. Thank you for all the sweet words. Yeah, but so the Lord will slay him. We're doing our part. We're doing our part. And you're proving yourself in this day of battle that you are worthy. He called you into this service, and he has great rewards. So just don't ever doubt it. For those who are faithful. But the Lord is going to destroy them. He alone can really destroy. We can expose the truth, but the Lord will destroy him with the breath of his mouth and destroy him by the splendor of his coming. I love that. This man will come to do the work of Satan with counterfeit power and signs and miracles. Counterfeit power is it makes it look like he's running the world. Oh, it looks like all these things. They're just putting it on the TV, right? They could put anything on the TV and say it happened. He'll use every kind of evil deception to fool those on their way to destruction because they refuse to love and accept the truth that would save them. So God will cause them to be greatly deceived and they will believe these lies. Who this is talking about is the ones who end up, the Satan worshipers who end up in hell. Okay? This is not talking about the people who are just duped and useful idiots. Okay, the Lord is coming to save the useful idiots. He's coming to save everybody who, and if, when people wake up and realize, oh wait, I didn't know I was part of that. It says that they'll repent. They're like, oh, you know, but there are those who knowingly are part of this. That's what it's talking about. They're greatly deceived in verse 11, and they believe these lies. They believe they're all lied to, but there are some who believe them and knowingly say, I want to be part of this evil. They are condemned for enjoying evil rather than believing the truth. They enjoy evil. There's a difference between people who are deceived. I know some people right now, I'm thinking they're deceived and they think they're doing the right thing. But there are other people who literally enjoy evil. That's who it's talking about right here in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 6 through 8. Okay, so remember I was talking about this holding back. Now look in Revelation 7. It says there were four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding back the four winds so they did not blow on the earth or the sea or even on any tree. Hold back the truth. Hold back the truth. The world is not ready. The believers and the gospel has not gone throughout the world. We have to hold back the truth. This is the answer to the question, why did the Holy Spirit not tell you? He tells you so many things. Why did he not tell you that? It's because it was not time. Until it was. Now it is. Okay, so they didn't blow on the earth or the sea or any tree. Why? You don't want the truth to blow over there because then the people will wake up and then they're not ready. It's not time yet. So he says, you know, he saw another angel coming from the east carrying the seal of the living God. He shouted to those four angels who've been given power to harm the land and the sea. Wait, don't harm the land or the sea or the trees until we've placed the seal of God on the foreheads of his servants. Why are the angels wanting to harm us? Why? The land and the sea. No, they're not trying to harm. What they're doing is this. They're trying to release the wind to expose the truth. Because look at what has happened since all this truth has come out. The enemy has come down in great wrath, knowing he has little time. He is fighting us with every tooth and nail, right? We know that. And so this is kind of a harm. This is a tribulation that we're going through because the enemy's fighting us so hard. Look at the pandemic. Just on and on and on. How many people have died, unnecessarily because they're fighting against humanity just to keep, they're trying to destroy humanity. And they're trying to break us. And we will not be broken. We will not be stopped. We will not be silenced. So they were just say, wait, angels, until it's the right time. And also when we are sealed. Well, you and I have been sealed. The Holy Spirit has sealed us, and we're protected in Tupperware. That seal is impenetrable. They can't get to us. We are sealed by the living God. There's nothing that can harm us. He is protecting us. He is guiding us. He never lets us, miss a beat. He's like, you are my army. I've got to protect my army. Right? Yes, he loves us, but he loves everybody, all his people. He loves them, and he's like, I gotta seal you guys. I gotta protect you guys because you're my army. Does that make sense? All right. So this is again. These angels are holding back this wind, and then a little bit farther, it says this angel blew his trumpet. They all started blowing. There are seven angels. They blow their trumpets, and it says, hail and fire mixed with blood were thrown down to the earth. One third of the earth was set on fire. One third of the trees were burned and all the green grass was burned. Again, it looks like the angels are doing this, and they're not. They are telling us the truth. They're telling us the truth about who is doing all these evil things, setting the earth on fire, burning the trees, burning the green grass. The next one is about the commerce being destroyed and the waters being turned bitter. And that's, again, going back to don't drink the water. If you haven't seen my channel on that, my page on that, this one here, the health links, this one right, I think, yeah, this one right, tips for improving your health. Tips for improving your health. I talk about how to cleanse your water. You don't want to drink the water. It's toxic. I'm sorry, but it's toxic. All right. So I won't even cook with the water from the tap. It's like when you test it with the zero water filter, mine has like 250 dissolved solids. I'm not putting that in my body. No way, no how. All right, so anyway, again, it's talking about that right here in this passage in Revelation chapter 8. It's talking about these angels. They're telling us they're destroying the water, then the air and the commerce and all this. It's the 33s, the one-third. The 33s are doing it. Again, it's talking about this secret society, not so different from 2 Thessalonians 2, where it says, and these things are being done secretly in these secret societies, this whole group that connects to get this all done. All right, so I wanted you guys to see that. What do you think about that? All right, so then the other thing is, you know what else it connects to is the dry bones that Ezekiel was talking about. Remember Ezekiel? He's on that valley floor, and the Spirit had taken him there, and he could see all these dead bones. You guys know the story. And the Lord asks him, can these people live again? They're just bones. And he wisely says, you alone know the answer to that. I love that. Ezekiel is not like, no way, no how, not going to happen. He didn't say that. He said, you, Lord, are able to do all things. In other words, you, if you want them to live again, then that's up to you. And so that's basically us. We were as good as dead, all of humanity across the valley floor, the lowest of the low. And the Lord has awakened us, and we are going to live. We're going to live. Humanity's going to live. Anyway, it says in verse 4, speak a prophetic message to these bones and say, dry bones, listen to the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says. Look, I'm going to put breath into you and make you live again. I'll put flesh and muscles on you and cover you with skin. I'll put breath in you and you will come back to life. Then you will know I am the Lord. And so as I spoke this message, just as he told me, suddenly I spoke as there was a rattling noise all across the valley. The bones of each body came together and attached themselves as complete skeletons. Then, as I watched, muscles and flesh formed over the bones. Then skin formed to cover their bodies, but they still had no breath in them. Then he said to me, speak a prophetic message to the winds. To the winds. Again with the wind. You see why I'm reading this passage? What are the winds going to do? Son of man, speak a prophetic message. Say, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Come, O breath from the four winds. Breathe into these slain bodies so that they may live again. So when I spoke the message as he commanded, the breath came into their bodies, and they all came to life and stood on their feet, a great army. About that. Isn't that cool? Isn't that awesome, you guys? So this wind had been held back until it blew into us the truth. And we're like, whoa, I've got to. And as soon as that truth is in you, there's nothing to do but get it out. You've got to go tell somebody. You've got to tweet it and text it and email it and talk about it and whatever you've got to do. So this is what it's talking about here. The Lord says to breathe from the four winds. The Holy Spirit breathed on us. Breathed on us. And then end of our dead body, so we live again. So they'd already, if you look up here, he had already, said to speak the prophetic message to the bones. And the bones were going to, he did answer the prayer, and they had flesh and muscles, but they weren't able to come alive until the Holy Spirit spoke the truth into them and empowered them to get the job done. Pretty cool, huh? Here's a quick video about this. I want you to see it.
The hand of the Lord was upon me. He brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley. He asked me, Son of man, can these bones live? I said, O sovereign Lord, you alone know. Then he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the voice of the Lord. I will make breath into you and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. So I prophesy.
Okay, before I finish, it says so many times it says, then you will know that I'm the Lord. That it's that little line, that little phrase right there is used so many times throughout the Old Testament where it's talking about that when the Lord rules this earth, you will know that I'm the Lord. I mean, you and I know it now, but when we see him with our eyes, then faith will be sight. We'll see he's ruling this earth, and the evildoers have been cast out. We will know that he is the Lord, okay? And so this is, again, what it's talking about. This is talking about this prophecy of us arising to be this great army of God who would go and cast these ones out. That is on my video, the book right here, Major Clues for Minor Prophets. That phrase is in so many of the minor prophets because they were talking about this day when we would wake up and we would cast pass these ones out. That it's really a gigantic, gigantic encouragement if you haven't read that book. And you can also get my audiobooks. If it's easier for you to do audiobooks, they're right here on freedomforce.live. The audiobooks are right there. So it's super, super easy for you to just, you know, listen to it. And you can listen to it multiple times, you know, on your commute or whatever. And listen to Melly's voice for 8 hours. All right, so then that's that passage right there. Oh, I want to let you see the rest of this video.
As I was commanded and as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them. But there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath, and say to it, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe into these slain that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army.
There you go. That's us. That's us. We're the vast army. We're the vast army. All right. Then the other thing that it's connected to is this amazing passage in Revelation 11:11. You guys know I love that. 11:11 is my favorite. After 3.5 days, God breathed life into them and they stood up. And what does it say? Terror struck all who were staring at them. There's in abject fear because they realize we know the truth now. The Holy Spirit has told us the truth. We know and we are empowered by His Spirit to fight, fight, fight. And we're not going to let up 1.5 seconds until these people are gone. We've got them on the run. Then a loud voice from heaven called to the two prophets, come up here. The two prophets are the church and the state. And they're going to be restored to be the righteous church and the righteous state. Come up here, it says. In other words, not to leave to go to heaven, but to be in your rightful position of authority. And where you rule these things rightly, the government and the church will be run rightly. Not just the church, but all the religious institutions. And they rose to heaven in a cloud as their enemies watched. With it, so they're not going to heaven. The point is they're going to, the enemies are watching as they begin to rule the earth. We will rule and reign with him on this earth. They realize the meek will inherit the earth. And they're not happy, which makes me so happy. All right, that's everything. It's time to pray. Y'all, today went fast. I don't even know how it went so fast today because we've been on here over an hour and I don't really mean to do that. Hang on, I got to tell someone I'm going to call her. Oh goodness. I've got I updated my phone. Everything's switched. All right. So I want you to see that. Don't forget, like, share, and subscribe. And if you haven't done this already, definitely check into that $5 offer right there over on freedomforce.live/health, H-E-A-L-T-H, health. Okay. It's all going on right now. And you can watch a video about it to explain the zeolite. But bottom line, it is nano-sized particles to detox way inside your body. And it's very, very easy. It doesn't make you sick or anything. It just tastes, you know, easy to take in your mouth and just spray 5 little squirts in your mouth. The other thing I wanted to say before I super quick go is right here, the Q streaming. I'm so glad so many people, I've really said they like the Q streaming. It's working so much better. At the first they had a few little kinks to work out. All the kinks are worked out and I'm so glad they have One America News and all these Patriot channels that are not censored. I refuse to use cable TV. Xfinity just came down my street and they said, nope, because they refuse to have One America News and other Patriot channels. So they're not getting one of my nickels, not even one. So I really encourage you to go to Q Streaming Patriot TV. There's no contract and I think it's $59.99. It's really, really cheap. So you save, like we're saving $1,000 doing this. So that's what we're doing. So I really encourage you to go to Q Streaming and check that out. And if you have any questions, there's an 800 number. They'll be with you on the phone, you know, however long you want. So really, really great. I think that's everything. Let's pray. Thank you again so much, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord, that you spoke to us the truth, but when it was the right time. We are accustomed to hearing your voice. We're accustomed to having you guide us by your Spirit and by your Word. But for that reason, for your own wise reasons, you didn't tell us about these things until it was time. But boy, when it was time, you sure did. You sure did. I thank you that you've awakened so many people, Candace Owens and all these people who are fighting so hard to get the truth out so that people understand we have a hidden hand, nefarious enemy who is doing all these horrible things to us. And not to blame each other, but to blame the ones who are guilty, the ones who are using our tax dollars for evil. Lord, I thank you that you've helped us to understand the truth and that we're all fighting together to protect the children, whether they are in being bombed against the Geneva Conventions in Palestine, or whether they're coming across our border. I mean, Lord, we just pray that you would save the children, protect them, Lord, surround them with your hedge of protection, Lord. We pray that you would help us to help them and for this evil to be stopped. We cannot wait until President Trump is in office. Lord, we're ready so much for these evildoers to be stopped. And we know, Lord, we trust your plan. We know that you're doing this in the way that is going to have the most people rescued as possible. And we just trust your plan. We just ask you to just guide us on what you would have us to do, each one of us, each day. And Lord, whatever the truth is about the shooting, and also the truth is about what's going on in Israel, we pray that you would help us to be wise as we share it, and it will run. That just as you stepped out of the way, we ask you to step out of the way and let this truth run. Help the truth about the wonderful truth about end times to run. Lord, help us to be able to help others to understand this is the great day we've been waiting for, and not to have any fear, not to be afraid that we're going to leave, not that you're going to destroy the world indiscriminately. No, you are rescuing humanity even as we speak. And Lord, we trust everything in your word. We just thank you that you've given us your word and you've given us your spirit so we can understand it. And thank you for sealing us and protecting us. I thank you that you've protected my wonderful faith, Freedom Force Patriots, that we're here still standing. We're still in here fighting all these years. And I just thank you that we'll always know that we were in this battle together. And Lord, just we thank you and praise you that you are true, you're real, you're with us, you never will leave us, and that one day every eye will see you, and every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess you are the Lord. As you said, then you will know that I am the Lord. Well, we know it now. We know it, and we are looking forward to seeing your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. All right. Oh, I got something fun to tell you. I real super quick. You know, I'm on the school board in my community, and it was time to run again. I'm like, Lord, do you want me to do this? And I was afraid it was going to take up so much time with a campaign. And I'm like, oh, this could be, you know, so much. And they're like, Lord, what do you want me to do? And so he said, go ahead, turn in your paperwork. So I turned in the paperwork, and I'm unopposed. So that means I don't have to do a campaign. I don't have to worry about it. So I'm very thankful for that. This is just a sample of how, you know, I believe that we will rule and reign with him. We will, you know, rule rightly in whatever position the Lord calls us to. And so just be encouraged. The Lord has great things. Trust him and listen to him and follow the lead of the Holy Spirit. Okay, I got to get out of here. You got to go and I got to go. And I will talk to you later. I love you. Bye.